From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The United Nations Yugoslav War Crimes Tribunal ruled Wednesday former Bosnian Serb army leader Ratko Mladic is guilty of genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity stemming from the conflict in the former Yugoslavia during the 1990s. The court convicted him on 10 of 11 charges he faced. He was sentenced to life in prison. VOA's Slatica Hoke has more.
In July of 1995, Bosnian Serb forces overran the UN-protected enclave of Srebrenica. About 15,000 men escaped to a nearby forest in an attempt to reach an area held by Bosnian Muslims. The Serb forces followed to prevent their escape.
They were chasing us through the forest as if they were hunting wild rabbits.
I was lucky to be near the free Bosnian-held territory. I arrived carrying my intestines in my hands, so to speak.
In the aftermath of the war, mass graves containing remains of thousands of people from the Srebrenica region were discovered in various locations in Bosnia. Many were killed with their hands tied, indicating they were prisoners. Prosecutors have asked for the maximum penalty of life in prison for Mladic. His defense lawyers have argued that no crimes were committed by the forces under Mladic's control and demanded his acquittal. Mladic is considered a war hero among many Serbs.
U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says violence in Myanmar's Rakhine State targeting Muslim Rohingya qualifies as ethnic cleansing. He said in a written statement Wednesday that after careful and thorough analysis of available facts, it is clear the situation in northern Rakhine State is ethnic cleansing.